Thank you for listening to Podcast Rock City. Don't forget, you can join us live on YouTube and Facebook every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can also check out our Patreon at patreon.com/podcastrockcity, where you can join our Patreon for a whole week for free just to try it out. Now let's go ahead and get to the show. What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week, Sonny Hollywood Pooty.
What's up, peeps? Saw Kevin Hart last night.
Oh, yeah? What? How was that? Wow.
It was great. I surprised Nicole. She had no idea where she was going until we got to security. And she's like, what are we doing here? Because I took her out to dinner. And she's like, what? And then somebody said, you know how Kevin is. She goes, are we at Kevin Hart?
That's awesome.
Wow, that's great. How fun.
That is. All right, now listen, I have a new way of announcing our co-host up there, Sonny. She is the Kissfluencer. The Kissfluencer, the goddess of thunder, Lee. How's it going, Lee?
Great. How are you?
Okay, listen, before we get started, let's go ahead and tell everybody why I'm saying that. Tell everybody the story.
Oh, the makeup shit.
So Lee, you have to understand, guys, that Lee does do other, like, kiss videos, right?
Well, TikTok, I had a few go very, very viral. During COVID, I got into TikTok because I was so bored. I really don't do it much anymore, but I had a few go really crazy. And one was me transitioning into Gene Simmons' video.
Okay, so you got contacted.
Yes. That Glamlight company that's making that kiss makeup sent me a message that they'd like to send me a gift. And I kind of thought, you know, internet, I'm like, yeah, right. You know, and I almost didn't want to give my address, but I was like, well, I checked the page. It looked legit. I was like, okay. So they literally did send me a whole box of stuff. It was amazing.
Do you have some of this stuff there?
I do. I have it.
Yeah, I want to see.
This is cool. I know you're going to buy this, Joe. You don't care that it's women's makeup, aren't you?
No, I already looked up the price.
You're not going to buy it?
No.
But this bag was worth it. This is like a...
Oh, look at that bag. That's cool.
It's lenticular. Look.
Yeah. Yeah, not going to lie. I like that.
It's big. You put your makeup in there, Joe. See?
That's awesome. And then God knows I need something for my face.
I got this whole box of kiss makeup. See, it's got a nice presentation.
Yeah. And,
so you can buy that on the internet. You can buy the whole set.
Glamlight. Yeah. LITE Glamlight.
Wow.
And it came with this. This is primer, black and white primer. This is the mascara. Primer and mascara.
It's called Platform. Nice.
Yes. This is the primer. It's black and white primer. You put it on before your makeup, makes it stay better. Let's see, what else do I have in here?
This is cool.
Yeah, I have
and just so you guys know, they sent that to Lee, but they're not paying her anything. They just sent
me and I made a video for them. This is the mirror. Yeah. I know you want this, Joe. You want
just damn, that's cool. Yeah, but I would never use the mirror side because then it breaks and then it's no good. And 7 years of bad luck.
And then this is the eyeshadow. Is that
like the eyeshadow and stuff?
Yes. And you open it up and it's got another lenticular thing going on.
Man, they really went to town on this thing.
I mean, the presentation is amazing. And the colors are really cool. There's like shimmery ones. There's KISS in there. See the shapes?
Yeah.
Right in there. I mean, it's really, really well done. And I went to their website and there's all kind of like Nightmare on Elm Street sets and all this. So, man, I'm going to buy me some more.
Cool. So what was the site again? Glamlight?
Glamlite, Glamlite.
Cool. Yep. Bratsky.
So I was pretty impressed with this whole thing.
He says it's $128 plus shipping.
Yep. Not for me, it wasn't.
Problem is, it would take me like 4 hours to put the makeup on and look like shit, I'm sure. So,
on who, you?
Yeah. Oh no, it's
just
it's
girly like makeup.
Women's
it's
makeup.
Just, yeah, it's just eyeshadow and stuff.
Oh, it's not the Kiss whole paint face.
No. If you lean close to the camera so everybody can see.
Yeah, I have the blue on. And then the look at this lipstick. The lipstick has a little Kiss logo on it. I don't know if you can see that.
Oh, we can see it. Wow, they've thought of everything.
I mean, they really went all out.
It should have come out as a tongue, and this way when you're doing your lipstick, it's like Gene going.
There's a little lip liner. Yeah, it's all girl makeup, Sonny, but you know, I know you closet people, you can get one.
We'll see. Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Look, anything covering up this face is an improvement. I'm just saying.
Anybody can buy it for their collection.
Well, I think that's awesome that happened to you, Lee, and that's really cool.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Really cool. So you guys, you know, give those, even if you're just a collector, that you're a completist and you get everything, $128. It's a nice package.
The bag is really cool.
Ba-dum-bum. That's what you said. Anyway, I was putting on a second pair of glasses. I'm going to use that bag for a purse. Cool. Okay, well, that's an awesome thing. But you know what? We have news. So let's get to the news.
Hogcast Rock City News.
A little bit of stuff happened. Not a whole lot has been going on, but there was one thing that completely and totally caught my attention, and I want to show it to everybody. Let me get this here. Let's see. It happened actually yesterday, and it made me giggle, so I thought everybody would enjoy it, and this is it right here.
I posted that as my cover photo.
Hey, I'm getting pretty annoyed with these fake accounts trying to scam my fans on this platform. Please don't fall for it. Spread the word. Report the assholes. My team is doing their best to report them and delete when we find them. If you look over here, that's me.
That's genius.
I did that, Devereaux. Look, even the look on his face is like...
Best.
I will get you. Kiss. Anyway, I have to be honest. I have not seen anything like that. Have you guys?
Fake account? No.
No.
Not for Ace.
I haven't seen any.
Fake accounts are common, though. I mean,
I've seen Bruce fake accounts. No, where people are getting contacted by somebody saying, I'm Bruce. And maybe I saw an Eric, too.
I had a Paul Stanley contact me, and I'm like, come on.
There's like 10,000 Gene ones.
Yeah.
What a joke. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where they're pretending to be Gene Simmons?
Yeah.
Right. You're my favorite fan, and I'm contacting you. Come on.
I would fall for it because I'm stupid. I would be like, I love you, Gene! I got a message from a Doc McGee one time, and I'm like... Doc McGee is not taking even a second to like hunt down Joe. Anyway, all right, so that's pretty much the news. Sonny, did you see anything?
No, I didn't really see anything.
Lee? All.
No, nothing. Just I've been listening to 10,000 Volts a little more since I finally got my CD.
Oh, yeah. How
is it? I'm liking it a lot. It's growing on me. I have to listen for things to grow on me, and I'm really liking it.
Cool. Yeah, that's awesome. You know, so with the news being done, there's nothing really else happening. Obviously, more is going to start happening because I think that there's a lot more in the hopper for Kiss than they're letting on to. I will tell you, the only thing that I have been noticing is that there are a lot of people going on the Kiss Creatures box set that's $1,000. There's a lot of not in your life shit going on there where people are like, I am not spending $1,000 on this. And
I saw a really cool shirt in there, though, somewhere. It was a long sleeve.
I bought the hoodie. I did buy the hoodie.
Yeah.
Yeah. The hoodie looked really good. It's the Creatures cover. Okay. And on the back, it says the anniversary. Okay. Well, that all being said, first of all, hey, thank you guys for being here. Before we get to the topic of the week, I want you guys to know that we have a Patreon. Go check that out. Patreon.com/podcastrockcity. You can join today for free. It doesn't cost you anything. And you can try it out for an entire week and see if you like it. Plus, it gives you tons of extra content. I put stuff up almost every day. Sonny shot a few videos of some things in his room, some Kiss stuff. And I'm going to twist Lee's arm to do a couple of things. And then finally, we'll figure out a way to get Joey. But you know, check it out if you get a chance. Podcast Rock City. Oh, no, it's actually patreon.com/pod. We're Podcast Rock City. patreon.com/podcastrockcity. And if you're watching this right now on YouTube or Facebook, on YouTube, hit the subscribe button and the bell. It'll let you know when we put stuff up. I will tell you that I'm about to start doing shorts, more shorts for our YouTube page, since we've got way more viewers now than we've ever had before. This is becoming very popular. You know, you guys that come here live every week, man, you guys are like the fifth member of the show, and we completely appreciate it. It makes the show more fun. When Sonny gives an opinion and you guys go at him, it makes me giggle. It's awesome. And when Joey, you know, says something and Sonny goes at him and then you guys team up with Sonny, that's awesome. And you guys are really the fifth member of the show live. If you're watching it recorded, you don't suck. I'm making sure you understand that. It's awesome that you watch the show. But it would be cool if every once in a while you came and hung out with us and talked Kiss with us.
I do remember seeing something. I totally forgot about it. Quarantine announced 3 more shows.
Oh, yes. Actually, I saw that. Yes. Not near me.
There's one in my backyard. Nicole and I are going. We already got tickets.
Oh, where else?
Pennsylvania. I don't remember where the third one was.
Oh, so,
yeah. Hopefully, maybe eventually they'll make their way down here to the south. Nobody seems to. It's, I don't know. Anyway. Okay. So, Lee, did you go... last week to see, when did you go see a Kiss tribute band?
Oh, last week. Yeah. Kiss Army.
Last week. How was it?
Oh yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun.
Do they have like are they like a Mr. Speed style thing? Do they have like a big stage presentation? And
no, I mean, it was at Mad Life. It's not a gigantic stage and they weren't allowed to blow fire or anything, but they're tight, you know. They put on a great show, and I've known two of them a very long time, so I always show up. And
awesome, support. Awesome. Yeah, so if you guys get a chance,
me and Lisa Martini went, and we had a blast.
Lisa Martini from that other show,
yes, my friend.
Three Sides of the Coin. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, we all know each other, but you know, it's funny. Anyway, all right. So that all being done, and we've got a new Stuff We Grew Up With today.
Oh boy.
It's going to be fun. We're going to do that at the end of the show. So stick around for the new segment and let's get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
I was talking with so many different people that are in this room right now this week. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Bretzky, I think I bought I think he did an auction a couple of days ago. And I wound up buying a belt buckle from him. And,
Which one?
the one that just has the Kiss letters. That's like the brass looking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really funny because I came on and bid on it, and he had already closed it out. But he was like, "That's Joe from Podcast Rock City. I have another one. Do you want this?" It's like, I believe that's who it was. I hope I'm not wrong. Anyway, topic of the week this week. Everybody kind of does this once in a while, where they go, here, what are my favorite, you know, the studio albums that were not solo albums or greatest hits kind of things, put them in order. And we went ahead and did that. There's, Rex, I hooked Rex up with some help today. I can't say what, because I don't know if it was legal.
You don't know if it was legal.
What?
Yes, I'll explain when we get off the air. Anyway, I promise it wasn't anything like illegal, like I'm gonna like go to prison for it. Anyway, so we made our lists. Did Joey get you his?
Yeah.
Okay, so all of us have the lists.
We'll throw Joey's in there.
And you know that 401 brass Kiss logo. See.
Nice.
And Sonny being the stats guy that he is, I don't know what he did with these, but he put them together basically to show how different we are, right?
Yeah, all I did was just average them out and ranked them. So that way we have a collective rank. Before we get to that, Jason Cannon asked about Mini Kiss. They just announced US dates today. I don't know if they're real or not, but if you go on Mini Kiss Facebook page, there's a bunch of dates on there. And then Brad Rustoven just said that the third date for quarantine is in Detroit.
Okay.
So they're doing Detroit, Ohio, and Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Mini Kiss is all over the TikTok and everything. They're still going.
Yeah.
I saw them once at the old chamber. You remember that place, Joe?
Oh, the chamber. That was like
And they had like cardboard instruments.
Was it the chamber kind of like a whips and chains kind of place?
Yeah, but they also had like shows like, you know,
yeah,
different. Yeah. So Mini Kiss, you know.
I remember. That's pretty funny. All right. So I guess let's go ahead and get started. You're going to start at 20, right?
Yeah, so we ranked the 20 albums. Everybody sent me their rankings, and I averaged them out. And at number 20, we had Joe ranked at 20, Joey ranked at 19, I ranked at 18, Lee ranked at number 1, Destroyer was at number 20.
What?
Wow!
You guys are idiots.
I'm kidding!
Good Lord. Everybody's jaw hit the ground all at the same time. I was thinking to myself, I don't think I did that, but okay.
No. So number 20, it was Joe did rank at 20, his last. Lee ranked at 19. Joey ranked at 19. I actually ranked at 18, but the collective had it at number 20, Sonic Boom, which probably
Sonic
doesn't.
Boom.
I think there's two albums worse, but you know, whatever. At number 19. So Joe had it at 19. I had it at 17. Both Lee and Joey both had it as their last at number 20. And that was Monster. That probably doesn't surprise anybody.
What a shock for everybody.
Shock. Yeah.
So what you're saying is the first two records I nailed.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
19. That'll be all I do. Let's turn off the show. Bye, everybody.
Yeah. So we all had those two as our last.
No, because I had my last as something else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it ranked higher though.
Yeah.
At number 18, here's where Joe gets stupid. Joe has it at 14. Lee has it at 18. Joey has it at 17. I had it at 19. Carnival of Souls.
Just damn. Joe, that record
where
is
did Joey
so good.
Have it?
Joey had it at 17.
Okay.
I had it at 14. I love that record.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, right now, Sonny's making me so mad. I'll fight you.
I'll fight you.
So bad. And then rounding off the three newest records, Lee had it at 13. I was surprised. Both Joe and Joey had it at 18. I had it at 16. So at number 17 overall came Psycho Circus. Lee, 13. Wow.
I love it. I listen to it a lot.
Yeah. Wow. I can honestly say that that record has grown on me a bit, but not enough to move it ahead of Carnival of Souls.
Come Hello. On. Hello. Good Lord.
Look, Jason Cannon, we're a team right now. You
there's,
and I.
There's two of you.
Tell them about it, Jason. Tell them.
Yeah, whatever. The only two copies it sold.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I bought one that's sat ever since.
Just damn.
At number 16, and a lot of people, you know, love this record, but we added a 16 out of the 20. And by the way, we didn't do solo albums, just so everybody's kind of got that.
Yeah.
We only did studio albums, no solos. Number 16, so Joe had it dead on at 16. Lee had it at 17. Joey had it at 12. And I had it at 14. Collectively, it was number 16. Hot in the Shade. That's just wrong, because there's worse albums than Hot in the Shade. I'm just going to tell you.
Apparently, but not according to my list.
Not according to your list. On. Yeah. Yeah.
There are some worse. I mean, because I had it at what?
You had it at 17.
Yeah. See, there's
but that's worse. One of the cool things about worse. This is everybody's opinion is going to be different. If you give what they anybody say, these 20 records, yeah.
You know what they say.
Everybody's got an asshole.
No. Yeah,
nobody thinks everybody... that theirs stinks.
Opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one and some stink.
Oh, okay. I fucked that all up. I'm sorry, everybody.
All right. So at number 15, we had a little bit of a tale of two cities. So Joe had it at 15. Joey had it at 16. I had it at 13. Lee had it at 10. Number 15 on this goddamn list is Revenge. And Love right now, I have not said The Elder, and we have Revenge ranked lower than The Elder.
Okay, so let me ask you,
homers.
Let me ask you a question though. So, are you telling me that out of these records, I have nailed four of them to where they were going to be?
Cares if they nailed.
Amazing. I'm ranking it totally correctly.
I love Revenge. Okay. It's my favorite non-makeup album.
Let me help you here. There's one other you nailed the rest of the way. You happy now?
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. So you stop counting.
Yeah, I'll stop now.
Yeah. Okay. At number 14, this is the one that we had probably as one of the closest, because Joe had it at 13, Lee had it at 14, Joey had it at 14, I had it at 12. So we pretty much had it all in the same place. Animalize came in at 14.
Man.
Non-makeup Kiss is getting killed. And then finally, you've got these homers that they're finally got the homers out of this. Joe ranks it at 11. Lee had it at 9. What the fuck, Lee? Joey had it at 10. Whatever. I had it at dead last. The Elder ended up at number 13. There is no Kiss podcast.
It's a masterpiece. Shut up.
That should collectively rank The Elder at 13. We should start being like a Winger podcast. We should no longer be a Kiss podcast.
I love The Elder.
Jesus, The Elder.
Okay, so listen, let's just take a break for this for 1 second. I want to read something because it made me giggle. So Sonny, when I sent him my list, let's see, here it is. It says, I sent him my list, and then I wrote, no comment from the peanut gallery, and he wrote one word, yikes. Everybody, Joey Quesada.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah. I figured that idiot pony would have green on tonight. Look at him.
And his hat. He's
supposed to have green on tonight.
I'm Italian. We don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, damn sorry.
Straight. Damn straight.
Drummer. For
That's
Jesus.
Right.
Nice.
Joey, we are at number 12, but I'm going to tell you what 20 through 13 is.
What do we got? All right.
20 was Sonic Boom. 19 was Monster. 18 was Carnival of Souls. Psycho Circus was 17. Hot in the Shade, 16. Revenge was at 15. Animalize at 14. And fucking Elder at 13.
It's a couple I would disagree with, but first starting with, I don't know how the hell is Monster not last? Sonic Boom is last?
It was last Sonic on Boom my list. Was
last.
Wow.
My list, it was last.
Hey, so listen, we are.
So what did you do, Sonny? You took all of our picks and you
right,
kind of
right.
add points?
Average it. Yeah, I just average it. Yeah, pretty easy. All right, so we are at the top 12. And at number 12, Joe had it ranked 10th. Joey and I both ranked it 11th. And Lee had it number 7, Dynasty.
Wow.
What a shock.
Now, you fucking homers think Dynasty and the Elder should be right next to each other.
Yeah.
You're wrong. I'm sorry. You're wrong.
You're wrong, you young thing. No, you weren't there.
Oh, man. I got some statistics later to throw out that are so funny.
You 80s.
It's going to hurt us. It's
so
hurt.
Now what starts happening in the top 11 is two of us go one way and two of us go the other way.
Ooh, so the bottom two go one way and the right? top two go the other way. I can already tell.
I already know.
At number 11, Joe had it ranked 17.
Wow.
Whoa.
Lee had it ranked 15th. Joey had it 4th.
I had it third.
Yes.
Crazy Nights.
I know what
crazy
it is.
Nights.
Yes.
Is crazy number Nights. 11. That was the first time we were all over the board.
Cooney, we saved that. If we were lower, they would have
That show would have been below Monster.
Nothing's below Monster.
Same thing happens at the next one. So at number 10, Joe had it at 12. Lee had it at 12. Joey had it at 6. I had it at 7. Lick it up.
Yeah.
So this That's is good... where the two homers versus the two 80s kids guys.
I love Lick It Up. I just had to rank it the way I had to rank
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, see, this is the thing, though. If we were just doing the non-makeup records, shit would be different.
Yeah. Why? It would still be in the same
the makeup wavelength. Records prevail.
Hold on, Joey Middleton. Let me tell you something right now. Crazy Nights destroys Revenge.
I'm in the same boat.
I don't agree.
I'm in the same boat.
Revenge might be the most overrated Kiss album in the catalog.
Oh, I love Revenge.
Yeah,
and I think Crazy Nights is one of the underrated ones because of songwriting there. If you are an 80s melodic hard rock fan, there is no reason not to love Crazy Nights.
And I cannot ever listen to Gene going, a bit, ow! I can't. And then they rip off fucking Spinal Tap and the thing there, the bigger the cushion.
The Revenge was so hard cushion. And their look was it's great. Like, come on, Revenge.
It's okay.
All right, so at number 9, people might hang up here.
People are going to leave.
Joe had it at 8. Lee had it at 5. I had it at 6. Joey had it at 15.
Oh, no.
Hotter Than Hell was number
15,
9.
15, Joey?
Joey.
Wow.
Come on.
Joey, of course. Come on. The only shit song on there is All the Way.
Yeah, but the album itself is almost unlistenable. The production is so bad. It's hard to get through that record.
When I was, Ben, I didn't care about the production.
No, I mean, I was little, I didn't understand what production was either, but all I knew, it sounded like horse shit.
Oh, I love that. It's in my soul. I can't help it.
All right, so we're at the top 8. Joe had it at 9. Joey at 7. Lee had it at 16. Lee, come on. My number 1 album, Asylum, ended up at 8.
Number one album.
Where did I have it?
You had it at 9.
Oh, that's not too bad.
I had it at 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel good with that. It's about right for Asylum. great record.
And I'll tell you what, I was listening to that driving down the road the other day, and I was like, man, this is a really good record. Really good. I mean,
if you love hair metal, there's absolutely no reason not to like Asylum.
Do you guys I had to rank the road.
I feel like Asylum over the, I don't know if it's like the last 5 years or something, all of a sudden started getting the recognition it deserved. Up until a few years ago, Asylum, we used to get shit on all over the place. I don't know what happened. Maybe it was like Bruce's band doing songs from Asylum. I don't know what happened, but Asylum started getting, wait a second. Even the Gene songs on Asylum are really good.
Yeah, and think about it. Between the four of us, it was the highest ranked non-Kiss, a non-makeup Kiss album.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. We
said that 5 years ago.
Yeah.
No, I get that. So. But for me, I would honestly say that's my favorite non-makeup Kiss record. So
it's a great record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's stop on that for a second. The videos, too, really, they were part of our lives. I mean, we watched MTV, the countdowns and everything for a chance to see these videos because at the time, Kiss was being, like, especially on the call-in shows, right, where people called and they would, request videos. We were seeing All Night and Who Wants to Be Lonely and Tears Are Falling. Like, it was just, it was constant.
The All Night video was the best.
Can we agree? Possibly Gene's worst look in Tears Are Falling video, right?
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Not only the outfit, the hair is unbelievable. His forehead is up here. His hair is the worst look ever.
It's very Andre the Giant in the 80s.
Oh my God.
As soon as you see his hair, you go, Andre? Yeah.
Perfect, Joe.
Yeah, it's weird. To me, Paul looked the best non-makeup wise. Hot in the Shade era.
Yeah.
I thought Hot in the Shade era is where he kind of perfected his look. Mm-hmm. I thought Bruce looked best Crazy Nights because all of those. The little turn thingies that the nuclear symbol thingies he had, I thought were cool. I thought Eric looked good the whole way.
Yeah.
Eric, for whatever reason, it fit Carr the whole way.
Lick It Up, Eric got a little chubby during Lick It Up.
Remember? He had the cutoff shirt.
Yeah.
And like, if you dropped a drop of water into his belly butt, you would have heard, whoop.
Yeah.
The old Hell's Breaking Loose video. Eric's not looking great, but I agree. Eric had the best style. Eric looked incredible all through those years, except for like a couple months during Lick It Up.
Yeah, and then Gene really didn't fight himself until Revenge.
Revenge was Gene's best non-makeup look.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, and to be fair, he didn't look. He was coming out of that hole, but Hot in the Shade. He just, except for I never could understand the black pants with the white high top white sneakers that always drove me crazy. Hey, Lola Rose, I've watched a few of those call in recordings from different rock shows. I always forget Lola here, I think, is much younger than all of us, maybe our youngest viewer. So I watched them live, Lola. Sonny, they're talking about your guitar.
Oh, yeah, that flame guitar. I love it too.
Very cool.
All right, top seven. Our number seven collectively, Joe had it at 6, Lee had it at 11, Joey had it at 5, I had it at 10, Unmasked.
Yeah, what a great record.
Yeah.
It's a good record for me. Over the years, it's dropped a little as time has gone, because I love the Paul songs on there. The A songs are okay to good. The Gene songs are okay. So, like, Over time, Unmasked has kind of dropped for me a little bit. But I still like the record. All right, here's a second. If you haven't left by now, you're definitely going to leave now. Because the next two are big surprises. So at our collective number 6, Joe had it at 7. Joey had it at 8. I had it at the big 1-5. I had it at 15.
Wow.
And it was Lee's number 1 album.
Wow.
Destroyer came out at 6.
You had Destroyer at 15.
You're 15. Insane. You really are.
But I only really listen to half of it. On
is
the
that due to fatigue, Sonny?
No.
Wow.
No. I don't like Sweet Pain. Never liked Flaming Youth. Never liked Great Expectation. Like, there's not very many albums except for, you know, Carnival and The Elder where it's like, never liked it, never liked it, never liked it.
So this goes back to the
from
fact
the first
that
time
this
I heard
it was what I grew up with. It's in me. Like, this is when I think of Kiss, that's what I go back to. So that's why we're a little different spots with that.
We're going to have a lot of questions at number five. So top five at number five. Joe had it at 3. I had it at 5. Lee had it at 6.
Oh, damn.
Joey had it at 13.
Oh, what?
At number 5 collectively was the first Kiss record.
Yeah, sure.
Dude, so 13?
13?
Oh, again, it's one of those things. Listen, the songs are great, but
the production
it doesn't even feel like Kiss when I listen to that record. You know what I mean? I'm never putting on that first record. I want to hear any of those songs on Alive before I hear the first record.
I love it so much.
It's not even the production like the Sonics. It's the recordings. It's slow. It doesn't have the feel of Kiss. There's no energy. The songs are still great, but I don't love the feel of that album.
Black Diamond? I mean,
maybe with the exception of Black Diamond.
Okay. I pulled that one out.
About it. We're at top 4. The first Kiss album's gone. The second Kiss album's gone. Destroyer's gone. And everything after 79, except for one album, is gone.
Yeah, I knew 3 of them would be the top 3. I can't think of what the 4th one is. I know the 3.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So at number 4, Lee and me both had it at number 8. Joe had it at 5. Joey had it at number 2. Our 4th collective favorite Kiss album, Creatures of the Night.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll take it at 4. I mean, I like it a little better than 4, but that's a good spot for Creatures, I think.
Yeah.
The one that I thought would be number 1 actually ended up being our number 3. And I was very surprised. And it's completely Joey's fault. And of course it's Joey's fault.
It's completely Joey's fault.
So now I have to take a shot at him. Joey, I don't know if you've heard, but Quarantine has 3 shows coming up. Did they call you?
How do you know I'm not called? You. How do you know?
No, they didn't call you.
You don't know that. You don't know that. Dang, that's cold. You don't know that, you asshole. I didn't know that whole. I'm waiting for the surprise announcement.
Okay. I'm going to go with this. This is important. Joey, I want you to understand something. I would have never said that to you.
Joe, listen. You know I hate Sonny.
I know. I'm sorry.
Piece of human garbage.
There's nothing I
Joe,
can do.
Joe, we really fucked this up. All right. So Joe had it at 2, Lee at 4. I had it at 2. But goddamn, Joey had it at number 9. And this one can't be 9. A goddamn production thing.
Oh,
Dressed Kill ended up at 3. Yeah, what the fuck, Joey?
Yeah, that's exact. That's perfect for Dressed to Kill. 3, 4, or 5. That's where it belongs.
It belongs number 1.
No,
out of this group. Come on.
Not number 1, but
it's not number 1.
So, the top 2. We only got 2 albums left. Love Gun and Rock and Roll Over. There's only 2 albums we got left.
Yep.
But I had a number 9 attached to one of them, brought it to number 2.
You're insane.
So I ranked it at 9.
Number 1. Yeah, you killed my number 1.
I ranked it at 9. Lee had it at 2. Joey had it at 4. Joey had it at 1, sorry. Oh, Joe had it at 4. Love Gun was our number 2. My problem with Love Gun has always been And Almost Human. I don't like Almost Human.
Really?
Never have. From the get-go. I never have.
I'll blast that shit.
There's not a single Dressed to Kill song I said, oh my God, I hated that from day one. But Almost Human, hated it from day one.
I will tell you, over the years, Rock and Roll Over and Love Gun flip-flop for me because, I mean, honestly, Alive 2 is my favorite record of all time. Not only just Kiss, Alive 2 is my favorite record ever. But most of the songs are from these 2 records. But Love Gun over the years has slowly overtaken Rock and Roll Over. I just feel like it's stronger, even though it has Then She Kissed Me. Even that, I think, is good. It's just, it's better. You know, See You in My Dreams, I think, is worse than Then She Kissed Me. I really do.
Oh,
wow. So at number one, we obviously had Rock and Roll Over. Joey and Lee both had it at three. I had it at four. Joe had it at one. It was all in our top fives. It was the only one that it was all in our top fives. Rock and Roll Over. And the more I talk to people, the more Rock and Roll Over is usually the number one album I hear nowadays.
Me too.
Yeah, I think that people are really realizing that it got overshadowed a little bit. But when you put that record on, there's really, I mean, are there any skips for you guys?
Yeah. See you in my dreams. This is a skip.
That's it? Just the one?
And I'm not a big Love Him and Leave Him fan.
Yeah. I don't have any skips on the album, but the amount of God damn, that was awesome aren't really on that album either. So that's why it's not my top album. I think there's like I Stole Your Love and Love Gun are better songs than pretty much everything on Rock and Roll Over except for Mr. Speed, probably.
I want you to get old after a while.
Love Gun, I Stole Your Love, Shock Me, Christine 16, Plaster Caster, all those songs are always great. Some of the stuff on Rock and Roll Over, I love, but I agree with Sonny. Some of it I can take or leave at certain points. I love Take Me, and then I'm like, okay, I'm sick of Take Me. Even I Want You is great, but sometimes I'm like, especially because I don't love the Alive 2 version of I Want You. You know what I mean?
I think when people say Rock and Roll Over is their favorite album, I think they're letting Alive 2 versions seep in.
Yeah.
Because they're not thinking about the Making Love that's on the album. They're thinking about the Making Love that's on Alive 2.
Right? That's a possibility.
So, yeah. A pretty good list. I mean, there's nothing that I go, oh my God, I can't believe. Not bad. I mean, I think only the personal level, the top.
I picked some stuff that made Sonny freak out, and you put Destroyer. Where did he put Destroyer?
No, it was the Kiss album that he really jumped.
Oh, Kiss record. Yeah.
Sonny, what was each, just if you don't mind, what was each of ours top fives?
So for Joe, it was from a one through five, Rock and Roll Over, Dressed to Kill, Kiss, Love Gun, Creatures. For Lee, it was Destroyer, Love Gun, Rock and Roll Over, Dressed to Kill, and Hotter Than Hell. For you, it was Love Gun, Creatures, Rock and Roll Over, Crazy Nights, and Unmasked. And for me, it was Asylum, Dressed to Kill.
Did we lose Sonny?
He froze.
Oh.
Oh, there he is.
Where'd you lose me?
Dressed to Kill.
Three, I think, yeah.
Say your list again.
Asylum, Dressed to Kill, Crazy Nights, Rock and Roll Over, and Kiss.
Cool.
So it's just a matter of we got two folks that love 80s Kiss almost more than they love the original Kiss, and we got two homers. That's just basically what we got.
It's not homers. It's old people that grew up on.
I always said, listen, if you put a gun to my head and it said,
Ked Keenan, what's up?
You have to choose right now, 80s Kiss or 70s Kiss. And when I say 80s, I don't mean Unmasked. I mean, I don't mean non-makeup. Right. I mean 80s Kiss. If I can get Unmasked, The Elder, and Creatures inside of 80s Kiss, I'm taking 80s Kiss over 70s Kiss. I really am.
Okay, so this was a lot of fun. Thank you guys very much for doing that for us. Now, we're not done with the show. We still got a little bit of time. I wanted to show you guys some things, and I wanted to tell you something. If you guys are Kiss collectors and you're watching this show live right now, today is the 5-year anniversary for Kiss Live Auctions. It's on Facebook. At 8 o'clock, they're going to be doing some auctions for the anniversary. And I wanted to show you guys or tell you guys that I'm a collector. Look at all this crap. So if you want an opportunity to get on there, and even if you don't bid on anything, just watch, you get to see things that you don't normally get to see because these guys that are selling this stuff usually have things that you can't find.
KFC?
Yeah, Kenny Bagley's there usually. Peter Corey runs this thing. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. I want to show you guys something that I got. I actually put it in a frame. It came yesterday.
Uh-oh. What do you got?
Oh, Jesus.
Bloody towel.
Is that a blood towel?
It's a bloody towel with makeup on it.
Back there.
That's awesome. So unfortunately, I didn't get one by myself. I actually had to buy one, but they're legit.
How do you know that's real, Joe? Tell the truth.
The website's legit. The guys are legit that do it. They're basically fans that go to a lot of shows and they buy like collections. If somebody's getting rid of their collection, they buy it. This guy actually was like, he had two, and he goes, I don't know which show it's from, but I know it. One's from Jersey and one. I guess Kiss played New York not only in Madison Square Garden. Did they play somewhere else?
Well, in New Jersey, they played every time, too. I went to see them at the Meadowlands near Giant Stadium every time, too.
Yeah. So he thinks that it came from the – it wasn't the –
What tour?
This past one.
Oh. Oh, no, they didn't play in Jersey this time.
He said New York. When they played New York, did they play somewhere else other than Madison Square Garden?
Maybe Buffalo, upstate somewhere.
Well, they played upstate where I saw them.
Yeah, not in the city.
Oh, okay.
I'm 4 hours away from the city.
Joe, I don't know if you're interested. I had, when I was online a couple weeks ago, I got this. Now, this is a find. I'm not sure if you're interested, but I acquired this Gene Simmons pen. What? He had it in his mouth at one point.
Yeah,
and
I got his marker.
I'll auction this off. Starting bid.
I have a Zappa core, so don't even try.
Starting bid $1,500, Joe, for you.
Joe, $200 right here.
Yeah, the pen is believable. Anyway,
highlighter is not.
All right, so listen, I want to get to the next part. You guys are. Why would Gene highlight anything? He tells people to highlight things.
Joe, why don't you fire up your pinball?
Oh, because yours is always going, and I think it would be too distracting.
Let's get it going.
We'll get it next week. I'll have it going.
I don't think Joe's work. Maybe Lee. That's probably
what I'm wondering. You better
get sassy with me. Okay. All right. So we've got another. We have a new thing that we've been doing, and people seem to like it. And it's basically talking about being. You know, being. We're all Kiss fans, and most of us grew up in the same eras, right? Same times. So this is called Stuff We Grew Up With.
You got to play that again. That's the best.
It's Stuff We Grew Up With. You're welcome.
We need that ass shaking.
Yeah, where's the little Vinnie Vincent thing?
I think I have the... That was for you, Sonny. So Stuff We Grew Up With. And I want to know y'all's thoughts when you see. All right, hold on. I gotta make sure I do this right because I don't want to fuck this up. Hold on. This right here. You ready? Boom.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Sonny? Yes.
All I think is Daisy Dukes.
Daisy Duke.
I got my picture in front of that General Lee.
Did you really?
Yeah. They had it at a convention.
So I have the best memories of the Dukes of Hazzard because I loved that show. It started in like 1979 and went, for a few years into the 80s. One thing that I want to point out, and this is so tragic right here, but I looked up the actor that played Boss Hogg, right? His name was Sorrel Book, right? He was born in 1926, which means this is important, y'all. In 1979, when he was playing Boss Hogg, he was Sonny's age.
Oh,
that sounds about right.
That's like Archie Bunker. Archie Bunker was like 50 something.
He was younger. He was in his 40s when he played.
Yeah, why did they look so old?
I do want to go on record and say Sonny looks better at his age than that guy. I would have swore that guy was at least in his 60s. You guys, what do you think?
No comment.
No, you don't think Boss Hogg, you wouldn't have thought Boss Hogg would have been in his 60s?
I think everyone back then, someone had posted a picture of Alice from the Brady Bunch, who was also, all of them were younger than us. They were in their 40s.
Right.
They made a great comment, and they said it was the hairdos back then. And I was like, oh, it can't be the hairdos. And then someone put like Monica from Friends' hair on Alice. And Alice looked like she was 25 years old.
Wow.
It was insane.
Wow. That's pretty crazy. Yeah. So, all right. So let's talk about this. Bo and Luke Duke, you know, like the two country boys, they had like 40 cars apparently that for the General Lee, right? Because they crashed them all the time, but you never saw that in the TV show. But Bo and Luke Duke, I mean, became so many people's heroes, and Daisy became like so many boys were coming of age,
an icon
at exactly that point, you know.
I was a Starsky and Hutch girl myself.
I had the car, and it only went backwards, and when it went backwards, it turned like made a turn to the right or to the left, and then you could go straight. But then if you wanted to go a different direction, like if I wanted to go left, I had to make a circle to make it go left, because it just was straight and backwards. That was it. And but I loved that car. I would hold it and look at it and look at the top, the roof, and it was just what. And I will, and I might be the only person that'll go on record and say I even liked the movie. I thought the movie wasn't too bad. They poked fun at it just enough. With I remember who played Daisy Duke. Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, Jessica Simpson.
And
I thought that movie was a little rough. I like the spinoff. Do you remember the spinoff, Enos?
I never saw it.
Enos had his own show. It lasted.
I never saw it. I don't think I did.
I think it had like 18, 20 episodes. I loved it.
See, I never saw that.
I'm not sure if you guys can see this here. That's Alice, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, watch. Ready? Alice with different hair.
Wow. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. She looks
how crazy
young.
Is that?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
Wow.
So let me tell you now. One of the coolest things about the show was the fact that they were a freaking crime family. Yeah. They were running hooch. It's like people forget that kind of thing. It's like, I want to be like Bo and Luke. It's like, and Uncle Jesse, they were making illegal alcohol.
Joe, this is where it came from. This is where that accent hits me. This is where it came from. Because think about it. Daisy was talking to me that way at 10 or 11 years old. Yeah. So when I hear that accent, it's like immediate. It's wow.
Yeah. Sonny, poor Sonny. When a Southern girl, I've been there funny. When a Southern girl gets around him, it's just funny.
Wait, huh? I didn't know this. Is this true?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, man.
Knees, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I sat at dinner
next time we're together. I'll get someone to help plant.
Oh no, I've got them. Every time, anywhere I'm at, if I'm going there, they were already going to be there. And, I will tell you that I sat at dinner one night in Indianapolis with my two girls and Sonny and just eating like this, watching Sonny going. He's bad. It's adorable to him. And anyway, okay. So listen. After Farrah Fawcett and Adrian Barbeau, 70 posters. Daisy Duke, Adrian Catherine Bach. What about Catherine's sister? Wasn't she married to Ringo?
Is that true? I have no
Ringo
idea.
Barbara Bach. Yeah, really? Look it up. Yeah, look that up. Okay, before we do anything, we're almost done. I wanted to do something real quick. I wanted to show you guys. First, don't forget patreon.com/podcastrockcity. We're getting ready to go there and record a 20-minute episode that you guys can't see unless you're part of our Patreon. So go and check it out. Sign up. It doesn't cost you anything to sign up for free for 1 week and just check it out. Let's see. Let me get rid of this. And then I wanted to show you guys stop screen. One more thing here, because it is important to our topic of the week. And that is that somebody did rank these. I just went on and looked. Sonny Animalized is 20 in their ranking.
Who's somebody?
It
could be a computer for all we know.
What kind of idiot put a Animalized under Monster? Oh my
Lord. Yeah, I don't even trust it already. I haven't even seen
Animalized? Well, just be prepared yourself. Monster.
Atrocious.
Psycho Circus.
Oh, come on.
Hot in the Shade.
And we haven't seen Sonic Boom yet?
Yeah, no.
There it is. Not Sonic Boom at number 16.
No. This jackass is going to have Destroyer at number one.
Oh, my God. Look at this.
Nothing wrong with that. It's number one, though.
Crazy Nights.
Oh, my God.
Carnival of Souls.
No.
13. Dynasty is number 12.
Dynasty.
11 is Music from the Elder.
Stupid.
10 is Asylum.
Yeah, this 9 person's gonna have Destroyer 1, Sonny. You're right.
Is
yeah.
Revenge.
Oh no.
Ooh.
Oh no.
Number
so
8
the first
is
album's gonna be number 1.
Dressed to Kill is number 7.
Whatever.
Lick It Up is 6. Rock and Roll Over is 5. Love Gun is 4. Hotter Than Hell is 3. 2 is Creatures of the Night.
This is number 1.
And number 1 is
what a dumb list.
Because normally these things are where it all started. Of course it has to be number 1. All they still do all of these in their set list and blah blah blah. Whatever.
I love the first Kiss album, but it's not my number 1.
All right. Listen, you guys have been great. I appreciate y'all being here to watch the show. Listen, before you go, I'm going to wait about 10 seconds. Everybody click the thumbs up or heart sign or whatever. Like the show. We really appreciate it. It helps everybody get a chance to see it. Here's the other thing. Don't forget, if you're watching this on YouTube, click the subscribe button. I'm going to start doing shorts during the week again, and you'll get an opportunity. You'll know when they come up just by clicking that little bell. It lets you know when we're doing anything. And patreon.com/podcastrockcity. Sonny, do you have anything to add?
Well, thanks for listening. Daisy Duke. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Joey.
No, I just want to say it was a pleasure to have Boss Hog on the show tonight, Sonny Pony. And we'll see you next week.
Fucking brutal. And our Kissfluencer, Lee, anything to add?
Joel Hoffman said nobody liked the Elder. You're wrong. I like the Elder.
I like the Elder. I like the Elder. You guys know what I'm going to say. We love Kiss and we love Kiss podcasts. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1. Peace. What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's First Stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare, classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.